Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Claudia Puig, Peter Rayner, and Amy Nicholson. We begin with the romantic drama The High Note, starring Dakota Johnson, Tracy Ellis Ross, and Ice Cube. Nisha Ganatra is the director. Amy?
This film is so fun. It's about an assistant to a grand music star. Think like in the Whitney size, played by Tracy Ellis Ross. And she wants to become a music producer, but it's really so much about their power relationship and about the joy of creating films. This movie is just a delight.
What'd you think, Claudia?
Totally agree. It's enchanting. It's escapist, which we can use. It's a perfect summer movie, combining music and romance and really well-developed characters, good writing by a first-time screenwriter, Flora Greeson. It's just so much fun.
The High Note, written by Flora Greeson, rated PG-13 on multiple on-demand platforms. The Vast of Night, a sci-fi 1950s set mystery, starring Sierra McCormick and Jake Horowitz. Andrew Patterson makes his feature directing debut. Peter?
Terrific movie, a micro-budget movie set in New Mexico in the 1950s. Strange things are afoot, strange audio frequencies, UFOs hovering over, perhaps. It's extremely well directed and written and performed by just a bunch of brash, fresh new people, and it's really a harbinger not only of things to come, but of something that can be enjoyed right now.
Amy?
Yeah, you really feel the director making bold choices to get your attention. It absolutely works. I saw this film at the drive-in, which was perfect. I highly recommend it.
All right, Claudia, The Vast of Night.
Think X-Files meets Twilight Zone meets American Graffiti and then Dial Down. It's stylish and clever, and can't wait to see what this filmmaker does next.
The Vast of Night. In addition to drive-in theaters, Amazon Prime Video has a streaming rated PG-13. James Montague and Craig W. Sanger wrote it. The Infiltrators, a docudrama starring Maynor Alvarado, Chelsea Rendon, and Manuel Uriza. Christina Ibarra and Alex Rivera are the directors. Claudia?
While this is set in 2012, it's extremely remains timely and compelling. It's a docu-thriller about these very brave young dreamers who infiltrate a detention center, for-profit detention center, and it's just really, really worth seeing. Very compelling.
Amy?
It's incredibly tense, and you keep thinking, these kids are accomplishing so much. What if we just embrace these dreamers and let them be part of this country? They are amazing what they can do.
Peter, 10 seconds.
It puts a human face on a very important subject.
The Infiltrators is unrated, available on Fandango Now's on-demand platform. Our critics also want to recommend the documentary on HBO's Max new streaming service, On the Record. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Have a great weekend.